Welcome to virtual worship. My name is Bill Prohm, and I serve on the Personnel Committee. It is my privilege to share with you our welcome statement. We, the people of the Church of the Nativity, United Church of Christ, believe that all people are of sacred worth. Therefore, we warmly welcome people of every age, language, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical and mental ability, economic means, marital status, and family structure into the full fellowship, membership, leadership, ministry, worship, online or in person, and sacramental life of our congregation. We commit ourselves to continuing conversation and growth as we seek to be the loving and inclusive faith community that we believe God is calling us to be. As we gather and worship today, we welcome seekers, doubters, and believers. We also understand that we come together from different experiences. Some of us have had a wonderful week, others not so great. Some are happy, others sad. Some hopeful, others discouraged. Nevertheless, as we say in the United Church of Christ, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Pastor Ruth will now share some announcements.
Today we continue our Easter celebration, which for Christians is not just one day, but 50 days. So it is that we continue to proclaim, Christ is risen indeed, hallelujah. My name is Ruth Snyder, and I have the privilege of serving as the pastor of the Church of the Nativity, and we're delighted that you're here with us. During the month of May, our focus will be on the I Am sayings in the Gospel of John. Today's theme is I Am the Good Shepherd. Providing music for us is our music director, Mike Copps, on the keyboard, and soloist Janine Campbell and Stephen Copps, Mike's son. At the end of the service, they'll be sharing a new song called Shelter Me. It was composed by Michael Jonkis, the creator of the song On Eagle's Wings, and he wrote it during this pandemic, specifically with a powerful message of shelter. Thanks for sharing your talents with us today.
Presence, as she's feeding. everybody, it's Miss Carissa, and I'm here to present this week's Connection Champs Award. And I'm very excited to say that by a landslide this week, it was third and fourth grade. So congratulations, third and fourth grade. I challenged you last Sunday and you pulled it off, and I am very impressed and I'm very proud of you. Let's keep it up. Everybody else, you did wonderfully as well. Keep those connections going, and we'll see who wins next week. Now, I have a question for you. How many people have a door at their house? I do. I have a couple of doors at my house. And what do you think would happen if we didn't have doors? Well, maybe we would have a lot of insects in our house, right? Probably flies and mosquitoes and things. We may also have like a stray dog or cat that finds its way in, or maybe even a person. And so we have doors on our houses so that only the people that we want to get in can get in. And it keeps us safe, especially at night while we're sleeping and we can't see what's going on. So today's story is kind of a little bit like that. Jesus says that he is the sheep gate. Now, back in Jesus' day, there were shepherds, and their job was to watch the flocks of sheep. And they knew all of the sheep and what they looked like and what they sounded like, and they would take care of them. So I have my flannel board here, and you can see, here's the sheep out in the pasture, which is what they would do all day. They would just eat grass and wander around, and the shepherd would stay around them and watch them. And then at night, they had these stone walls on three sides, and there was a little hole. But now they didn't have a gate like you think of, maybe you have a gate in front of your driveway, or maybe you have a gate to your backyard, or if you have a pool, maybe you have a gate that keeps people from falling in there. They didn't have that when Jesus was around. So what they did was the shepherd at night would move all of his sheep into the pen so that they could sleep. But if we would have left them like this, animals could have come in and eaten the sheep. Or somebody could have come in and stolen the sheep. And we know from another part of the Bible that the little boy that became King David was a shepherd. And it said one time that he beat up a lion that had come to steal the sheep. So here's my lion. Now, if we just left this door open here, the sheep might be in trouble. But fortunately, we have Jesus, and Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And so what the shepherd would do is he would actually lay down on the ground over the hole in the wall so that nobody could get through and no animals could get to the sheep without the shepherd knowing about it. So that's how he would protect his sheep. And Jesus tells us that he protects us like that, that he loves us like the shepherd loves the sheep. So just like the doors in our house protect us from things coming in, we have Jesus to protect us and to take care of us. And the cool thing is that Jesus knows all of the sheep. And so if we're the sheep, Jesus knows all of us. And he knows what our voices sound like, and he knows what we look like. And if ever we want to come in, he's going to let us in, no matter what. So isn't that kind of a cool story? I thought it was. And Pastor Ruth's going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. So I hope that you will join me next week, and we will learn more about some things Jesus says that he is, and we'll see what we can compare them to. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you that you love us and know us, and you protect us. We thank you that Jesus was our good shepherd, that he was the one that would take care of his friends, just like he takes care of us still. We pray that you would protect us and all of the people that we love, especially right now. And we pray that you would keep us safe and help us not to feel scared. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our Bible encounter for today is from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. It describes Jesus as a good shepherd, one who shelters his sheep to the point of even sacrificing his life if that becomes necessary. Our reading is from the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." So ends our hearing of these ancient words. May God's Spirit open our hearts and minds to understand the meaning they may hold for us today.
Many years ago, my mother was diagnosed with uterine and ovarian cancer. And so she had surgery and radiation and chemotherapy. And while she was hospitalized for that, my brother and I, who were living out of town, came in to visit her, but also we came in to work on her house so that when she came home from the hospital, she would have a safe and wonderful and comfortable place to shelter. So we painted, we fixed things up, and we cleaned, and we had some contractors come in and do outside work. And in the end, we were pretty pleased that she was going to have a wonderful place to come home to, because we knew how important shelter and feeling safe is for anyone who is vulnerable. That came to mind as I was reflecting on this passage in the John's Gospel, chapter 10, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. and I will shelter the sheep. Jesus was using an image that was very ancient of this idea of shepherds and sheep and how important the role is of the shepherd to create a safe shelter for the sheep because they're so vulnerable. And so that idea of shepherd and sheep was around for a long time. In fact, one of the most beloved psalms in all of the Bible is Psalm 23. And people who aren't even necessarily or would not call themselves religious often know this psalm. I'm going to invite you to recite it with me. The words will come up on your screen. I'm going to read it from the King James Version of the Bible, which is old but beautiful. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely Jesus was thinking of that psalm when he said about himself, I am the good shepherd. I am the one who leads you by still and safe waters, who feeds you, who shelters you, who will keep you safe. Now this Jesus is good shepherd comes up every year in the Christian worship cycle as Good Shepherd Sunday. And this story assures us that when we're living in situations that where we're particularly vulnerable and we need safety, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And in this Easter season, we are reminded that the risen Christ is alive and at work among us. And last week we talked about how the risen Christ is alive and at work in each one of us, reaching out to others. So I'd like to take a moment to talk about how do we see the Good Shepherd at work in the midst of this pandemic that is throughout our world. Something we can't even see, but is a devastatingly killing, harming, making people sick. So who is the Good Shepherd working through in order to care for us? I'd like to start first by saying our government leaders who have made a decision to invite us or tell us actually that we needed to shelter in place. That upon listening to the scientists and what they understand about viruses and their spread, that we need to stay home. And it's not been easy. It's been 7 weeks. We're all tired of it. The weather is getting nice. And here, at least in New York, we're being told you need to hang in there for a number of additional weeks. It's not probably a popular, in fact, we know it isn't a popular thing to say. But the intention is to keep us safe. The other shepherds that are keeping us safe are the people that, in spite of the command to stay home have been commanded to be essential workers and go to work. These are the people that are literally putting their lives on the line and being at risk to catch the virus and become sick themselves, and yet every day they're going to work. The hospital workers who are going in and caring for sick people. The police officers, the firefighters, the paramedics. The people who are repairing, coming into homes to repair TVs or dishwashers or ovens. The utility workers that are keeping our lights on and our homes warm. There are gas station attendants and grocery workers and transit workers. There are lots and lots of people that are the good shepherds working to keep us safe, because we're the vulnerable sheep. Now, there are countless others. And I would encourage you to think this week about who some of those people are, and if you have a chance, maybe write them a thank you note. I saw the other day that some people on their garbage totes are putting a sign that says, "Thank you for working." Imagine if our garbage just kept piling up. It would make people sick. But they keep going to work. So the Good Shepherd is risen and alive in the midst of the shepherds of this day and age. But what about when all the work of the shepherds doesn't end up keeping us all safe? We know that there are people that go into the hospital and don't come out, or people in nursing homes that get the disease and die. We hear those statistics every day, and we know in life that in spite of Christ's promise to keep us safe, that there are times when we die anyway. Where's the Good Shepherd in all of that? I mentioned my mother's illness. Well, within 5 months, she had 3 surgeries. Daily, weeks worth of daily radiation, several chemo treatments, and then a broken hip. And the day after Easter, she passed into new life. When it came to her memorial service, the pastor of that day, of our church, said to us in his sermon, looked right at my brother and at me and said, "I know the two of you worked really, really hard to get your mother's house all prepared and safe and comfortable for her to come to home to. And not only did she never get home, she never even got to see the work that you did. And I'm sure that is pretty disheartening for you, on top of the fact that your mom has not come through the cancer." But he said, "I hope you can find comfort in Jesus' words from John 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. For I am going, and I will prepare a place for you in my Father's house, so that when I come again, where I go, you will be. I will take you to myself, so that where I am, you will be also." It was 32 years ago that we sat in that church and we listen to that sermon. But I have to say that that sermon made all the difference in the world to me. Because I knew that he was right. That the home that my mother was in was way better than our best efforts by a huge measure. And that our Good Shepherd provides for our safety and our shelter throughout our lives. And then carries us into new life that continues forever. As the psalm says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let us be together in a time of prayer. Gracious and loving God, you provide for us. You provide for us all that we need, food and shelter and clothing and air. And you provide for us people to care for us, our parents, friends, extended family, teachers, all the frontline people. And then when there comes a time in our life when it is going to end, you provide for us a heavenly place that where there is no frailty or no suffering, but joy in being with you and with your Son Jesus in your house forever. We thank you for that. We pray for those who are suffering in various ways, either due to lack of employment, lack of enough financial assistance, those who are homeless, those who are dying and grieving. We lift up those who are working to provide for them, all of our healthcare workers and first responders, and all those who are the good shepherds of our day. Help us to be at our best in these unusual circumstances and frightening ones. Help us to look to you and others and be shepherds to those in our care, that together we can manage this crisis and ultimately come through it and learn from it and grow beyond it. We look to you as our good shepherd to carry us through. We pray all this in the name of your Son Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. One of the ways that Jesus the Good Shepherd comes to be with us and to strengthen us is through this supper that we call Holy Communion, or the Lord's Supper, or Eucharist, meaning Thanksgiving. In it, in some mysterious way, the risen Christ comes to give us the nourishment and the strength that we need to continue our journey and to be shepherds ourselves. And so you're invited to participate in this meal. We'll give you just a little bit of music to make sure you're prepared, if you'd like, with some juice and some bread, or some bread and wine. We'll just take a moment for you to prepare if you've not yet done that. he was celebrating the Passover meal with his disciples, his followers. And he took the bread, and as was the custom, he blessed it, and then he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Eat of this. This is my body, broken for you. Go ahead and pass the bread around if you have more than one of you, and go ahead and eat the bread." And he gave thanks, and he said to them, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as you drink it in remembrance of me." And he passed around the cup. Let us drink together the cup of the new covenant. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of this meal, through whom Christ has come to be present among us, the Good Shepherd, caring and loving his people. Use this meal to strengthen us in fair faith and our commitment to follow Christ and to be shepherds to one another. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you to all those who have mailed checks or used the donate button on our website to send in your offerings and donations. These provide for virtual worship, Zoom Sunday school and youth meetings, provide pastoral care, and maintain our building, which currently is being used as a blood donation site for the American Red Cross. Thank you for your generosity.
Shelter me.
Christ Jesus, the Good Shepherd, go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his love, his joy, his peace, and his strength to send you forth as a shepherd too. Amen.